Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 445, entitled More Fun in WordPress, How Nick Hamsey Uses AI to Build Unusual WordPress Blocks. It was published on Thursday the 13th of November, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and before I am joined by Nick, a few bits of housekeeping. The first thing to mention, as I have done over the last few weeks and probably will do over the next few weeks, is to mention our Black Friday deals page. Head to wpbuilds.com/black. Currently, we've got about 250 submitted WordPress Black Friday deals. So it's things like blocks, plugins, themes, hosting, all of that kind of thing. And there's an easy way to search and filter. So for example, if you were into, something to do with the admin area, you can filter by that. You can filter by the discount, the price, and obviously the name of the product. If you want to get your deal onto that page, there's an add a deal button. And typically we end up with about 400 deals on there, which pretty much represents everything in the WordPress space in the run up to Black Friday. Once more, wpbuilds.com/black. If you would like to have your product pride of place at the top of that page, you will see some black cards at the very top. Click on the little button in one of the available cards, and we will make sure to get your deal featured heavily in the run-up to Black Friday. And I can assure you that that page gets lots and lots of hits over the next few weeks. The other thing to mention is that if you enjoy this podcast and you would like to be a part of it, you can help sponsor the podcast to keep the lights on. In a moment, you'll hear from an advertiser who has done that for many, many, many weeks. We're very grateful to them. Head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. The WP Builds Podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro for helping us keep the lights on. As I said, if you would like to be a part of it, there are some slots available. Head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, I am chatting with Nick Hamsey. This is a bit of a riot. Nick, it turns out, is an awful lot of fun. I'm going to pose the question, which is in the podcast. I bet you cannot guess what Nick does for a living. I am almost going to guarantee that nobody who doesn't know Nick will have any idea that this is even a thing. He certainly does do what he does, and you'll find out that in the podcast. We have a chat about AI and about Nick's role in WordPress. Nick is a big proponent, as you will hear, of keeping things fun, and he's been using AI to come up with some ingenious, unusual, quite quirky blocks in the WordPress space. He has lots of opinions about WordPress, the community, AI in general, and is a barrel of fun, as you're about to find out. I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Nick Hamsey. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. We have had we've had at least 20 minutes of silliness before this episode began. I suspect this episode will end up being quite silly.
Everything I do is silly.
Okay, good. Okay, so if you've never heard of Nick, firstly, why? Where have you been? Nick kind of came onto my radar about 9 weeks ago, something like that. But apparently, as Nick is about to tell you, he's been around for ages. He's not 9 weeks old. Let's put it that way. But he's got a blog which is increasingly getting everybody's attention. It certainly captured my attention. I'm just going to read it into the record so that you can pause this and go and have a look at it. It's a fabulous design. It's iconic.io. So it's iconick. So like ICO Nick. Dot io. Go and check that out and then come back. So first off, Nick, very nice to have you with us. Tell us a bit about yourself. I mean, don't go right back to the, you know, the very beginning, but tell us a bit about you, WordPress, whatever you do. Tell us what you do. It's so interesting.
So I don't even know. I'm a lawyer, but I never practiced. But when my last year of law school, I was like, I really need a job to pay back all these student loans. And so for fun, me and my brother used to go to WordCamp San Francisco. And so Automac was hiring. And I was like, hey, maybe I'll apply, because I was like messing around with WordPress for a couple of years since then. It's very different than it was now. But my entire application was, I didn't have a resume. I didn't have any experience. I said, hey, I like WordPress. Could I have a job? That was it. I have it somewhere. I kept it because I thought it was funny. And then that was it. They didn't have like a process. They had an email address. And like for some reason, they replied. And then I went through a trial, and I was a happiness engineer for that's my title. But I kind of made myself chief swag officer about halfway through. Because for some reason, that's kind of how like I became friends with Matt. Because like he really liked like merch and swag and whatever. And like nobody else really cared. Because again, Automac is kind of a serious company. I don't know if you know this. Like they're like a real like a
they
like
actually they have, do like, things. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. They do things. They have proper jobs. Like they're trying to make money. But like I just wanted to have fun the whole time. So I would just find increasingly like silly things I could do. And so like I would make like all my own like automatic merch like with my own money and like show people and give it out at meetups and yeah it was kind of weird. But I enjoyed it, so it was kind of fun. But yeah, I did that for 4 years. And then my brother started his own company, so I went to go work for him. And then he sold that company, and then I needed a job. So I was like, hey. So in the interim, I was consultant for Automatic for, I don't know, like 3 years now. He brought me back to work on Tumblr merch.
Oh, interesting. Because when they
bought Tumblr, I was like, hey, guys, Tumblr's really fun. You guys should make some merch. And I posted on LinkedIn somewhere, and then someone told Matt, and Matt's like, hey, because like every time I kind of like dip out of the WordPress community, Matt kind of brings me back. Because for some, I don't know why. Like I don't like sometimes I get a Slack message from a billionaire. I was like, why is this guy talking to me? Like I don't know why. Like he's always very, very nice to me, even. Like it's weird. And so yeah, so I came back to work on the Tumblr store for a while. And then that kind of fizzled. But I mean, like it was fun for a while, but it didn't like make weird. I kind of told Matt that I believed that we could make up all the Tumblr like revenue shortfalls from merch. Yeah. I mean, we actually did some pretty good stuff, but again, we made like a lot of cool stuff, and we actually made a lot of money. But it was surprisingly, it wasn't enough to run a website with hundreds of millions of users.
Yeah, that seems to have sort of gone on the back burner a little bit over.
Yeah, like, well, it's a tough nut to crack. I mean, again, like. Tumblr couldn't figure it out. Yahoo couldn't figure it out. So I don't blame them for not being able to figure it out.
But I went to your website when I started seeing different posts and things. You know, people were linking to things that you'd been writing. And I just assumed that you were, like, I don't know, a developer or you were, you were, you know, making websites for people. But when we joined this call, you told me what it is that you do for a living. And wait, before anybody hears the next sentence that comes out of Nick's mouth, yeah. I'm going to guarantee that if you don't know what Nick does, you will never guess what he's about to say. Let's pause for
the comments.
Like
come on.
Five yeah. seconds. Let's give people a moment to think. Right. There we go. Tell us what you do.
I run a Pokemon card shop.
What? Like, what is that? Yeah. Like, genuinely, what is that?
I mean, sell Pokemon cards. I mean,
if you haven't had kids, I've had kids, so I know what that means.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The funny thing is, kids are like the smallest portion of the customer base.
Really?
It's mostly like people my age that are like they realize that life sucks and they want to go back to when times were simpler, and now they got adult money, so they can just go and buy all the cards they couldn't have as a kid.
Oh, so it's a bit like, so in the UK, we have this small collection of people who like collect stamps or something like that. And they're prepared to pay seemingly outrageous amounts of money to own like, you know, the little stamp basically. And it's the same in Pokemon, is it? It's just people who've got adult money who just for some reason are totally into it and are willing to buy. And you're a trader for that. You sort of buy and sell Pokemon. Yeah. That's so interesting.
Yeah, no, I kind of just fell into it, and it's like the wildest ride we've ever been on. Like, it's insane how many cars we sell on a weekly basis, how many people. Like, my brother jokes that I'm starting a cult, but there's some people that literally, I think if, like, someone came to rob me, there'd be, like, people that would, like, jump in front of the bullet for me. Like, I don't know why. They're just so happy to have, because, again, it's not just, like, for us, it's not just selling cards. Like, we have, like, an event space. Like, people will come. Like, we open at 10, they'll be there at 9 waiting to get in.
Wow.
And they'll stay all day.
For cards.
Because it's just
Pokemon,
like,
cards.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, the cards are like what you, it's almost like, it's what you collect, but, like, there's more to it than that. Like, it's about the people, it's about the atmosphere, it's about, like, a place to belong. Like, it's just funny how many.
Can I?
And then, like, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, can I ask, what do people, like, so, for example, if I was an art dealer, and I'd be selling, you know, costly art. I'm imagining it sort of goes on a wall and it sits there. And in many cases, I think it's probably never seen again by the general public. I wonder, you know, these cards, is it something that people actually play with? In other words, do they take them home and then hang out with their mates and play with them? Or do they kind of go into a cabinet or on a wall in a frame or something like that?
So most people don't play the game like as it was meant to be played. But, like, the people, like, their cards are not something that they, like, put and forget away. Like, so in the Pokemon deal, most of them organize them in binders.
Oh,
and so
I see, yeah.
They, so, like putting them in, like, organizing them is more, like, not that work, but, like, more of the time is spent actually, like, figuring out how you want your cards organized, displayed. Like, people have, like, checklists. They want to find all of one character, all of one artist, all of one era. And, like, people bring their binders to show us. That's my favorite part. Is I'd like, they'll say, oh, I got this section done, or I got this card last week from so and so. And no. So it's not like other there's some collectibles. Like, yeah, that's what happens, is that you buy it, put it on a shelf, and then forget about it. But, like, for this, Pokemon is more, it's almost like a living, breathing, like especially too, like, you don't just put in your binder, like, you redo your binders like every week when you get new stuff, when a new set comes out. Like, so we actually are starting a podcast to talk to our customers, because it is so fun how you have the same pile of cards. Everyone does it differently. everyone collects different things. Everyone organizes them different in their binders. Everyone, like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I mean, for me, I only collect two Pokemon. One called Bidoof. He's like a big beaver. And then Meganium, she's like a pretty little girl dinosaur. Like, that's the only two I care about.
That's so interesting.
It
really doesn't matter where you go in life. If you penetrate deep enough, if you sort of prize it open, there's people, like, obsessing about literally everything, isn't there? You know,
yes.
So Pokemon cards, or
100%.
Stamps, or, you know, archaeology, whatever the heck it is, you know, digging things.
I mean, collecting is kind of like in our DNA.
Yeah,
like, everybody has to some, like, even, like, I know there's, like, in the tech world, all the minimalists, like, even to them, they collect things, they collect quotes, they collect, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's not, like, physical objects, people like to, like, amass things they like.
Yeah, but what's curious, though, is that there's a business for you in that with your brother, you know, that there's enough throughput and enough, I don't know, value attached to those things that you can make a living out of it. I find that absolutely
100%.
Fascinating.
We started in March and we've already sold millions of dollars.
That's
for Pokemon cards. Yeah. No. It's weird. It's totally weird.
I was going to say, did you know this was going to happen in your life? Or if you go back to, like, February,
no.
Did you have any clue?
No, not in the slightest. So the store is called Izzy's Gym. So after, like, a Pokemon gym.
Okay.
And so basically my dog passed away. We had our first dog ever. Her name was Izzy. She had, like, a really rare genetic illness, passed away at 3. And, like, I was just, like, sad. And so when I get sad, I like to do projects. So I was like, hey, I always wanted to build a store. So I built a store I was never going to open. So I bought the display cases. I bought the signage. And then my dad and brother got involved. And they're, like, serial entrepreneurs. And so they said, no, we're going to do this. I was like, okay, fine. And then and so they just kept building the store. I don't know if we're ever going to open it. But then unfortunately, my dad passed away in February. And so then we needed, then the whole family needed a project. We're like, you know what? Let's just open this thing. We thought no one was going to come. We thought we were going to lose all this money. And, like, the first day it was, like, wall-to-wall people.
So,
like,
interesting.
Like, every weekend it's like a new record. Like, it's absolutely insane. It's like taking over every aspect of our life, like, in a good way.
Yeah,
it's just,
gosh. Dear listener, I'm sorry for the foray there, but, yeah. You know, 13 minutes in and we're still talking about Pokemon,
I just think it's
absolutely fascinating. Let's get back to the sort of WordPress stuff. So you obviously work with Automattic, you've had an interest in WordPress, you've now got, you know, irons in different fires, but you if you go to the website, you'll be able to see a whole litany of posts where it's pretty clear you're really fired up about WordPress. Where does this fit into your life? So it's not something that you do for a living. Is it more of a sort of hobby that, you know, that you're just really passionate about?
I mean, so, since the beginning, like WordPress has always been like my obsession, like always. I don't know why and the fun thing was, like, I always loved WordPress, but so after I left Automattic, I just kept hiring like random people to do cool things. Like I had a block company for a while. I had a theme company for a while. And my biggest problem was that every time I'd make something cool, the developers would use my cool stuff to get hired by somebody. Like, not in like a mean way, but like they would say, oh, look at this cool stuff I'm making for Nick. And then they would get hired. one guy got hired by GoDaddy, one guy hired by Automattic, one guy's like, so after a while. But so I was kind of like burnt out on that cycle of like, I would think of a cool idea and I would spend a bunch of money to make it. And then I would have to shut it down because I didn't know how to maintain it. Cause I can barely write CSS. Like I don't know how to code, but then this whole AI thing came and it like blew my mind what I could accomplish.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing. There's absolutely nothing I can't do. Like I know I shouldn't go back to Pokemon, but like if you go on my Pokemon card site, the izzysgym.com, like there's like 8 or 9 features that that website has that you can't find anywhere else that are built with AI. Like it just blows my mind. Anytime I want to do something, just this morning before the podcast, we decided we're trying to get into Legos, and so I built an app that basically goes on Bricklink, which is like the secondary market for Legos. And you put in the set that you want to sell, and then it goes to Bricklink and pulls the 6-month average selling price for it, and then it applies our buying percentage, and it'll tell you like instantaneously what we would pay you for that Lego set.
Wow!
And it's a WordPress block, and I built it all with AI in a morning, and I literally like it uses like technology I've never even heard of, like TypeScript. I don't know what TypeScript is, but it built it. that's like all the time you'll like do things like, oh, it's doing this build process. Like I have no clue what that is.
So did you just kind of keep coming back to WordPress just because you've got some innate fascination with it? Because I totally identify with that. I find myself, even in periods where I've got no business being in WordPress, so I've done it for a living now for like quite a few years, but even in downtime moments where really I should be just doing something else, I'm in WordPress just poking about and having a little bit of a play. It's kind of like a guilty pleasure. It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Nobody else that I know understands it. Apart from the WordPressers who more or less all get it. But I just wondered if it was a bit like that with you, this sort of little pleasure that you just sort of keep going back into.
Yeah, no, I mean, so, but Matt calls me Mercurial because I keep going in and out. But like, it basically is like, I love WordPress and I'll get really, really excited about something. And then like, there'll be some sort of roadblock, like some sort of problem that I can't do. And then I kind of just like, I can't like deal with the frustration. So I leave for a bit and then usually Matt brings me back. But like, I don't know. I just feel like, and now it feels different because it feels like with AI, I could figure out a way to like make a living from WordPress and like stay in WordPress. Because for a while it was like, I was always at somebody else's, I couldn't find a developer, if it was some sort of like systematic change in how things work that I'd have to get frustrated and go away. But now I can't, like, there's absolutely nothing I can't do. Like this morning, like I was trying to figure out how to, cause I hate the SVN system. Like I hate like the way we manage plugins is absolutely insane. I was like, why do I have to do this? I just told Claude, to make me an app that basically sits in the middle and I'll upload a zip and then it will go and do all the SVN stuff.
Oh.
And so I was like, cause for me, like I used to try to like, when I first started the blog, I kind of got myself in trouble a few times because I kept trying to say like, oh, we should change this, this, and this. Like, guess what? I'm not going to change anything. If I want to do something, I'll do it on my own. I'm not going to be the guy that like, oh, we need this in core. We need that. It's like, I don't care what core does. Like, I'm happy that they're there. I'm happy that they're doing stuff. But like, I'm not going to like make my projects depend on them changing something.
Have you always been like this? Like in whatever you touch in life, even since you were a kid, have you always been like basically messed up, really curious?
Yes. Oh, of course.
Yeah. But also not just curious. So some people are curious in that they always say, well, why is it like that? And why is it like that? But they never kind of execute on anything else to, you know, it's just the question all the time. Why is it like that? Sort of dissatisfaction. But it sounds to me like, although you don't necessarily try to roll it into something that everybody else has to use, like a, you know, a plugin that you then put on the marketplace or what have you, but you get curious and then you just fiddle and tinker and try to fix your own, scratch your own itch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. Everything. Like before WordPress, it was like classic video games, and like I have like a like I used to have like a new hobby every year because I just like to learn things, like, and I like to see how things work, and I like to go and put my own spin on it. Like when I was into video games, it was fun. Like I figured out the whole system to like make my own cartridges. Like I, hey, you know what? I'm gonna get a PCB and I'm gonna load a custom game on it, and I'm gonna make the label for it. And I mean, for a lot of my life, it was very like visually driven. That's why like the merch like was huge. Like I would go and make. I don't know how many times I made a WordPress swag store. I mean, like I probably made like 5 or 6 of them over the years because it was just so easy. Like, oh, I have an idea, and I can just go and make a design for it and then put it on a shirt that nobody would buy. And I was like, okay.
So did you get really, so the bit that coincides with me is the more recent postings that you've done. And I'm saying it's like 9 weeks. I've really no idea. Yeah. It feels like something like that.
Yeah.
Did you sort of collide with AI for the first time in WordPress and just suddenly get interested again? Or were you sort of like 10 weeks, 11 weeks, 15 weeks ago, were you doing it but just not writing any other stuff down on your own blog? Because I feel it was when you put your ideas down in the blog that people started to, you know, put you in my feed, if you like.
Yeah. AI definitely helped. So I think it was the tipping point was that Telex, the automatic tool. Like that really got me. Because again, like for me, I always like it made me so like it seems like blocks were the biggest missed opportunity in the world. Where like I remember for a while, everyone was making blocks, everyone under the sun, and it seemed like we had this like good momentum, and then everybody kind of figured out that it's kind of hard to monetize blocks, and they all kind of like fizzled. And then Rich Tabor, like he was like my creative, like we kept like bouncing. And then he got hired by Automatic and then started working on core stuff. And so like that was always my thing. And so when someone said, hey, you can make blocks and you don't have to hire somebody, like I don't have to, like, because like finding developers is very, very difficult.
Yeah,
like absolutely crazy, especially like ones that want to do, because again, like I always love like the simplicity of like the core things. Like I don't want to build for page builders. I don't want to use like what's that, custom fields. Like everybody wants to like take these things, like use these frameworks. Like I want just straight up like Gutenberg blocks, and that usually can't find people that do stuff like that. So then I just kept experimenting. And then after a while, cause I always like I talk to Matt all the time, and he's always like supporting me. He's like, hey, if you want to make this cool stuff, like I'll help you with it. Like whatever. Like I think I have like a little month retainer that he pays me to make cool things. I think it really came down to is I remember once we had a conversation where he was trying to find his friend a website theme. And he's like they were looking around. It's like there's nothing good, like not like good in the sense of like it's just like you could find a lot of things, but none of them were. I don't know. I didn't like any of them. I'm kind of especially because I want them to be weird. Like I can't take another minimalist or whatever. And so the main idea was, he's like, hey, if you want to make cool themes, I'll support you, and then you just go and put them on WordPress.org and then WordPress.com. And so like that's how the whole thing, like that's what got me really serious about it, because like, hey, if he's gonna back me up, like that's one thing I don't have to worry about, because for a while I was always like funding things on my
own.
Like,
that's really great. You get a stipend to just sort of mess about.
Yeah, it was so weird. I didn't expect it. I didn't like. Then I had to try to explain it to the rest of the people at the company.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. Matt, like, yeah.
Yeah. He'll just say something to me, and I was like, hey, like, what do you call it? Like the accounting people? I was like, hey, Matt said you're gonna give me some money. I was like, do you have a contract? Like, no. Like, what do you guys like? I have like two sentences where Matt said make cool stuff. Like it started with is I made a Wapoo. It's like I have Wapoo.blog.
Oh, and I was just
making like cool little variations, like, oh, Wapoo as a Pokemon trainer and Wapoo as whatever. And I was like, I showed Matt, and he's like, oh, this is like a fun site. I want to like figure out how do we get themes that have this energy. I was like, I could make them all day if you wanted me to. He's like, okay, prove it. I was like, okay, I can do it. So I think I actually have like four themes ready to go, but I'm kind of bogged down in the theme review process. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know when they're going to see the light of day.
It can be quite a lengthy process. But you've just mentioned Telex. And for those people who are listening who don't know what that is, so essentially, I think the URL is telex.automatic.ai. Then you'll find this incredible interface where, and the whole point is that it'll build a block for you. So, you know, you chat with it a little bit like something like ChatGPT. But something like this must have been music to your ears, because suddenly you can just speak at it and it'll make things. And so off you've been the last 8 or 9 weeks just pushing out extraordinarily interesting stuff the whole time.
I was just like I couldn't even put into words how good it felt to literally have an idea. And again, like when people were like first started with this, they would make like, what do you call it? Like a tech demo. Like, oh, isn't this cool? I did one prompt and it made something. It's like, that's not fun for me. Like, I love it that I can do 12 prompts, 15 prompts, and it's like perfect, and it's production ready, and it's secure. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like really, really excited me, that the possibilities for like the thing, like that's my Pokemon website. I don't have a single plugin from the repo. Huh. Like, every single piece of functionality I made. Like, I couldn't find a contact form or light. I made my own contact form. I have a little deal on the top header that pulls in the open and close status from Google Places, along with my phone number and map links. That's all was made with Telex. Like, I literally have everything I could ever want. It has been made with Telex, and it's just like I don't even understand how people aren't more excited about it.
Have you ever kind of hit a roadblock though, where you've decided you want to try something and it just couldn't figure it out in the end, or have you always had like joy? It's always come through in the end.
No, I mean, there's some things that are harder to do, but like I've never found something I couldn't do. So my brother jokes at me, but like I seriously do this, that if I can't get it to work, I'll go and ask another AI.
Oh, interesting.
So Telex uses Claude, and so if Claude doesn't have the answer, I'll go and put the code into like Gemini or whatever the ChatGPT, and I'll say, hey, Claude's having trouble with this. Like, what would you do to fix this? And usually they figure it out.
And so what kind of things do you, I mean, you can go and look on the website, but what kind of things kind of pique your curiosity? Because it feels like you enjoy the peculiar and the interesting and the little bit left field. What kind of things have you been playing with? Some of them have obviously seen the light of day. Maybe there's a few that you've got in your back pocket still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most of the, like, I have a lot of stuff in my GitHub repo that I haven't posted yet, mostly because I make something, and I was like, this is cool. And then it gives me an idea for another thing, and I go make that instead of actually going in.
You go down a rabbit
hole. Yeah, because there's limited, I've always had ideas. There's no limit to the amount of ideas I have. So I'm never going to stop building. But like for me, I'm really excited about the, maybe this will get me in trouble, but WordPress is boring. Like, if you look at Webflow, you look at Framer, even like Squarespace to a deal, like they have motion. You know what I'm saying? They have like style. They have things that like again, like, I feel bad saying this, but you'll look at a WooCommerce site or WordPress site, and it looks like that. Like, I want something that doesn't look like the quintessential, the normal, the whatever. Like, it's not just about being weird. It's about like, I almost want to go back to, you remember like GeoCities?
Oh.
You remember like I used to use a front page website builder.
Yes,
like,
I remember
the websites were very, very ugly.
Yeah.
But they were mine.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it was like, it was unique to me. It represented like what was going on in my head, what I loved. And I feel like WordPress needs that. And like, now I can do it. And that's why I like it.
So tell us about some of the things that you have built. Like, you can lean into the stranger ones or the more pedestrian ones, whichever, you know, or even ones that you've just got an intuition you feel like building. Because
I might actually pull the list. There's so many of, like, I think I'm at, like, I didn't put them all on the site yet, but I think I might be at like 40 or 50 blocks.
So great. It's like that's like a whole company's worth.
Yeah.
Blocks.
It is actually. And also too, like, people think I am a weirdo, but like, I can't name something like, oh, super great contact form. Or like, if someone puts WP in a name, no offense, I can't, there's so many cool names, especially like with AI. Like, I don't know how many, like, I don't have any friends. So like, I talk to Claude every day about everything. So Claude brainstorms the ideas for me. Claude helps me build the ideas. And then afterwards, Claude helps me name the ideas or figure out the marketing for the ideas. Like, why would you have something like pedestrian?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. So even the names are
They could, because again, what's like, if you can have fun or not have fun, why would you choose to be boring?
Yeah,
like, I don't understand.
It's kind
that
of
decision.
Interesting though, isn't it? Because we kind of got ourselves into a position in society where like there's a fear of being wacky, isn't there? Because I don't know what that is. I've always leaned into the more fun side of life and having a giggle, and everybody's you know, at any sort of social event, if you've ever been anywhere near me, you'll know that's what I like. I'd much prefer having a laugh than sort of doing things in a stale way. But maybe if we were to ask people who've made extraordinarily wealth over their life, they probably don't lean into the weird
side. If you knew all the weird stuff I do to make money, you'd say, you know what, you can make money and be weird. I mean, like the Pokemon stuff, like, it's like literally like every day it's just like, this should not be a career. This should not be a business. No. This should not be a, and like, I think I've always wanted to be like me, But I think the Pokemon shop really like reinforced that there are also people that just want permission to be themselves.
Yes.
And like if you build a place for them, like that's the biggest thing. It's like, I like X, Y, and Z, but I don't want to tell my coworkers, my family, because they'll think I'm weird. It's like, you're not weird. Whatever you like, it's cool.
Yeah.
People tell me about the animes they watch or the books they read, and it's like, oh, this is all stuff I like too.
Even if
it's not my thing, like I want to support people.
Yeah,
because again, that's the
no. I totally get it. I get your way of thinking about things, and it completely resonates with me. I've always been drawn to the interesting characters in life. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry. Back to
okay,
the
blocks.
Tell us about some of the blocks.
Yeah, they all need explanation because I don't name anything normally.
Okay,
one of them was just like absolutely silly. I call it Chaos Roller. It literally is just it's a dice roller for WordPress. So like, hey, like we gave me the idea is we had a event at the shop called Free RPG Day where like you buy these like RPG like Dungeons and Dragons type books, then you give them away to people to kind of get them excited about it. And someone made this like looked almost like a lottery scratch off where you scratch it off and then it gives you a random number.
Okay.
So that's like. So like if you don't have a dice, so you just scratch this off and then whatever.
Right.
And so I was like, what if WordPress did that? And so that's why like Telx is so fun. Like there's nothing they can't build. So I said, hey, just give me a dice rolling deal. And like not only did they just give me like a system, you click on it, rolls the dice, gives you a number. Like, oh, do you want to be a D20, a D14? Do you want to be this? Like, I don't know. Do you want animations? I'm like, sure.
So the interesting thing about that is, and the insight that I've just kind of gained is that in the past, because it was such an endeavor to build anything, so go back like 3-4 years, you know, you need to either be able to develop it yourself or hire a developer. So it's either a time cost or an actual money cost. That nobody's ever going to do the wacky stuff because you know that it's not going to, and I'm doing air quotes, pay you back.
Yeah.
100%. Whereas now, like 8 minutes in, you're chatting to Telex, you might have something which just works. You know, you're not trying to sell it. It's just, I've got this thing that I'm doing this weekend. I need a dice thing. Let's build a dice thing in WordPress. I get it. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted.
And the thing about it too, because like I had it, like even when I had to build something complex, like one time I had to build this really crazy tool. Basically, we have, we got access to the TCG Player API. TCG Player is like the marketplace for selling Pokemon cards.
Okay.
And so I had to build this app that basically downloaded every single card, every single price, every 6 hours. Because I'm trying to build a system where I can kind of like see which cards are going to be like go up in value like right away. Like my dream is to make an email newsletter that basically says, hey, these are the top 10 cards to watch out for.
Okay.
But like this is like extremely complex. Like internal APIs and like all this crazy stuff. It literally, I told it what to do. It made a plan. It wrote code for 5 hours straight.
Wow.
And like the amount of money it would have cost to make that many lines of code would have been astronomical. And like I just sat back and watched it go.
Wow. Like, did it work?
Like, yeah, it works. Oh my God, it works so well.
Oh, gosh.
I built so many. Like I built another app. So in the store we have a kiosk where people can search for the cards we have in the back. But there was a problem where it wouldn't tell you when someone placed an order. So people would come up, it's like, hey, I did a kiosk order like a half an hour ago. Why don't you have it? And so I built an app that basically goes and looks at our orders, filters out the ones that were placed in the kiosk, and then sends a message to our Discord channel to say, hey, go fill this person's order. Like all these technologies, I have no clue what any of it means. I could look at the code and I couldn't tell you whatever, but I built a fully functional deal just by having the conversation with an app.
So what's really interesting about this is that you're kind of highlighting a future in which WordPress can literally, well, WordPress anything, I suppose, but we're talking about WordPress. It can be anything you want it to be. So if you've got this like weird niche thing that you just need, the traditional route would have been to go out and find the plugin which best approximates what it is that you need, and then either hire a developer to sort of, you know, grind the corners a little bit so that it's just what you need, or you built it yourself, or you just gave up on that whole thing. Whereas you're highlighting a future where now you build a block. You just say, okay, let's have a chat. Let's see what, you know, Telex can do, or Claude, or whatever it may be. And you've got it. And you're sort of living proof that if you're committed enough and you sort of stick to it, it works. You can get it to work.
And that's why like it really bugs me when someone will like try something like Claude and say, oh, I tried it and didn't work. It's like, yeah, because you have to try it more than once.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many times you have to go and tell it, hey, that was stupid. Try it. Like, I don't know how many times it'll do something wrong, and I'll just say, try again. And he's like, okay.
But the interesting thing
is,
you're sort of highlighting quirky things that you're doing. So, you know, the sort of the unusual stuff. But you're also building stuff which is like really aligned with your business. So it's checking orders and giving you information about things which may or may not be something you want to hear about because, I don't know, something didn't get through the cart process or whatever it may be. But you've built something and it's totally going to help your bottom line. And maybe this is a future, you know, for people in the WordPress space worrying about whether AI is going to sort of gouge out the market or what have you. Apparently not. Maybe it's just we're all doing niche stuff now. So instead of trying to do a plugin which a million people are going to download, you just do dozens of plugins that two or three people are going to use.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I like tools. So let's take an example. I remember I made some, I don't remember what it was, some block plugin back in the day, and it cost me $10,000 to develop. Like at $10,000, I either have to charge a lot of money for it or I have to have a lot of users. Now, like I have some things that like I think people would pay $100 a year for that I made for free.
Yeah.
That I made just by having a chat with to me, Claude's a person. That's why I can't use any of the other ones. Like they have to have, like they feel like they're like alive. So I like having they have names. But like I could build things now that I know. So that's why like I sometimes like I delete more posts than I post because I'm blog posts because I don't want to get in trouble. But like someone had a quote and I really loved it. How we're in the like the golden age of creation, but the dark ages of distribution.
Ooh.
Like I feel like I forget who some famous whatever. But I feel like that's the case because I can make like it takes me longer to like figure out a way the SVN process to publish a plugin than just to make it.
Right.
I was like, how do we figure out a way that I can make cool things and then get them to people like right away and like get them like how would they know that? Because again, no one's searching for the plugins I make because they didn't know it was a possibility.
Yeah.
But like when they see it, they like it. They want it.
Well,
like,
it
they
kind need of feels it. Like Telex is like the antidote to that. You just build what you need and you don't, there is no distribution channel because you're just building what you need.
Well, it'd be fun too because that's why like I'm trying to get them to come to my way of thinking, but it's hard. Is that I don't think Telex is a development tool. Like they're trying to make it like developers can make things easier. I think it's a tool for everybody. Like I want so bad to figure out a way to get like 1,000 like actual people that have actual problems, and I know that they can solve them with Telex. I know that they can say, hey, you know what? I have a site that does Valentine's Day cards, and I want to make a message generator where it has like 10 different phrases that you can add to the card that they wouldn't think of. Like, there's so many things. I think you can actually make a podcast out of it where like someone gives you, it's almost like a WordPress block improv. Someone will say, okay, you know what? Give me a website type, give me a whatever, and I'll make a block that fixes that problem. Like every single block that I made, like some of them are just silly, but like most of them are solving a problem that I had that nobody else solved.
Yeah.
And I know that like it's just, we're just scratching the surface. It's getting so much better every single iteration.
Maybe you just don't need a distribution channel. Maybe we really are going to enter the phase where, I don't know, maybe WordPress core will have some of this sort of stuff baked into it and you'll just start talking to your website. You know, you'll get in a post or a page or whatever. A little prompt will come up and it's, you know, do you want anything interesting making for this? Do you want something a little bit out of the box? Seems like that's possible for the first time. How long does it take you to do these things? So let's say, for example, I don't know, you sit down, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, because, you know, in the past, we'd have been days and weeks and months to get anything shippable. Is it a 3-minute enterprise, a 10-minute? Are you doing these kind of things in under an hour? How long roughly is it taking you to get these things done?
So I've gotten a pretty good system now where before I make an idea, so I use the Claude desktop app where I'll say, hey, first of all, let's brainstorm. I'm trying to fix this problem. How would you go about fixing it? So they'll give me some ideas.
Right.
And then I'll say, hey, like don't, because you have to be very particular with Claude. Otherwise, it wants to build the apps. Like, don't build the app, but like lay the whole thing out. They'll say like, oh, I'm going to use the WP scripts dependency and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. This is how I build it. And then I paste all of that into Telex. And usually it gets it like within a couple prompts.
Okay, so minutes.
Minutes. Oh, yeah. So if it's something simple, like if it gets it like right, like off the bat, I don't think I've ever spent more than like, so most of the time, if something takes me a long time, it's because I decide I want to rename it and it really hates renaming. Like I'll make something and it's like, okay, I want you to rename it. And then I'll break it so bad that it takes me forever to fix. Yeah, because it has to rename all the functions and all the files and all the whatever. So now I try very hard to come up with the name first because then it's way easier.
It's making it fun, isn't it? It's making like a barrel of fun again.
It always was fun, but I think we didn't, like especially in WordPress, I think that people, they don't think they're allowed to have fun. Like the people that do it for a living, it's like, oh, this is a job. It has to be whatever. And, oh, WordPress is only for, like, that's what really makes me upset is, like, the tone. Like, oh, WordPress is only for, like academic treatises on Greek literature. It's not for me posting about what my dog threw up yesterday. You know what I'm saying? It's not yeah. about my favorite stupid Pokemon cards. Like, that's not what it's used for. This is too whatever. It's like, yeah, it's whatever you want. This is literally like this is your spot on your digital world, and you can have whatever you want. Like, that's why I want to get back to like GeoCities. Like, people had like the dumbest stuff. They didn't worry about design standards. They didn't worry about, oh, is this color or whatever. It's like they just had fun.
Yeah,
just, like it was.
Yeah, and there was barrels of that at the beginning of the internet, wasn't there? There was that extraordinary yeah. kind of. Just like somebody opened a box and everybody just peered in it and was like, wow, look, yeah. all the stuff that you can do suddenly and the world can see it. And then I guess, I don't know, maybe like corporations got involved and we got all serious about it and we forgot what it yeah. could be. And it became hard to achieve complicated things because, you know, complexity is hard. But now the complexity has sort of like been, to some extent, thrown away because you can get something yeah. else to do it. So you can start to have fun again.
I honestly believe that's our future, but it's so hard to get like to change hearts and minds because people are so like whenever I make something silly, they're like, "Why did you do
oh,
this?
I love
you should have fixed.
Yeah,
you should have fixed. You should have fixed a core problem. Like, what about this ticket from whatever?" It's like, I don't care about that ticket. I'm sorry. Like, I just don't. Like, I want. Like, I have a different like outlook on life, and I just want to be me, and that's why like I'm so happy that between Telex and Matt helping me like. Buy pizza and Diet Pepsi. Like, I can do whatever I want. There's no limits.
Do you have any sort of intuition of you running out of steam on it? Like, is there any bit of it that you think, okay, like everything else in the world that I've ever touched, at some point I'll get weary of it and, you know, become a bit bored and jaded by it? Or have you got does that horizon seem way in the distance still?
I mean, this has been like the best reception I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like I have some people that are so nice, like Dave Weiner. Like, that guy is just always pumping me up. I don't know why. He's so nice to me. It's just like,
yeah, he is.
The father of RSS. Yeah. Why do you follow me? Why do you talk to me? Why do you say nice things to me? Like, this is weird.
Well, because I imagine it's because he's curious because you're doing stuff. You know, you're not out there bashing anybody. You're just making stuff which is interesting to look at, and also you're injecting a bit of fun back into it all. And who, like you said earlier, who doesn't like fun? Maybe people have got no time in their life to create fun, but almost everybody enjoys sitting down and watching comedy because it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody is funny, but everybody enjoys the product of comedians. And so maybe it's a bit like that. You know, they sort of catch sight of what you're doing and think, ah, that's a breath of fresh air. You know, it's not politics. It's not whatever it may be. It's not dry, yes. yeah. uninteresting
so much, yeah.
examples of code. Look, this guy's just making wacky stuff, which I'll never use. But look, he did it.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, that's great.
But maybe you will
yeah,
use
yeah,
it.
Who knows? Yeah,
who knows? But that's a fun thing. Like, if you're like, for me, I always want, like, what do they call that? Like, big fish in a small
that's
pond
it.
Or whatever.
Yep.
Like I literally, like, I do not want to, like, I made a contact plugin because like the other ones had like way too complex, but like, I don't want to make an SEO plugin. I don't want to make a contact plugin. Like, I want to make like especially the blocks. It drives me up a wall that some of the basics we don't have, like how many years it take us to get an accordion block. I was like, guys, we should be able to have blocks for all sorts of different like use cases, data types, animations. Like, I made one that's so stupid. I found, I think it was a code pen where like you hover over the text and it gets all glitchy.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
it just those random characters. I was like, I could see this being like, I don't think it's going to be widely used, but I could see someone that like, this would be a fun effect for a hero area. Like, I'm going to put it on my website. Maybe someone will too.
I've got some ideas for you. When we finish this conversation,
I'll give you a
few wacky ideas. All of them pointless. I mean, literally pointless.
Yeah,
let's see if you can make anything
up. But again, if it literally costs us nothing.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Like, and like a little bit of time. Like,
I spend doing it. And if the outcome, did you ever play that game Goat Simulator?
I can't say that.
So there's a game called Goat Simulator. And Goat Simulator, you are basically a goat. And it's like this, I don't even know what the right word is, but you know what, you're like in this 3D world and you go uh-huh. forward. And when the developers were building it, they the whole point was that this goat would kind of like just crash through the world and sort of like destroy uh-huh. things. But there were so many glitches in this game Goat Simulator. But what they discovered is everybody loved the glitches. And so now they build glitches into the game so that like horrific, weird stuff happens all the time. You know, like the goat will just walk through a box and then there'll be two goats or something like that. Or, you know, I can't even describe it. But the point is, it's extremely weird because... Yeah. Because they've designed it that way, but it was initially by accident. But the wackiness of it was what made it popular. Go and check out Goat Simulator.
Well, now I have my head's thinking like, what glitches could I put into
I've
a
got
WordPress
a whole
site?
Bunch ready for you.
Yeah.
When we finish this, I've got a whole.
I think that'd be so
much
fun.
Yeah, exactly. And the interesting thing about this is that WordPress is kind of ready for this now. We're lucky in that you've been posting this stuff since the AI team that we've now got has made a lot of this stuff available. So Telex was built, but a lot of the foundational work that needed to be done to make it so that WordPress could do this, it's already in place so that anybody can go and have a play. I think we should probably stop it there. Hopefully everybody has got an idea that Nick is out there and he's there for your entertainment as much as anything
else.
Why not?
But also too, like, I want people to know that, like, I don't care who you are, what you do, anyone can make something.
Ooh.
Especially because, like, with as long as you don't give up.
Yep.
Because again, like, the AIs are very trainable. Like, if something doesn't work, you just tell it to try again. You just tell it to do something different. You just tell it to, like, there's no, like, that's why I want people to know that, like, this AI stuff is not a tool for developers to work faster. It's a tool for everyone to become a developer.
Yeah, nice.
And that's what's exciting to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people saying, like, oh, that's not for me. It's like, it's for everybody.
That's a perfect place to end it. So go and check it out. Iconic.io is the website. We'll put the links into the show notes and, you know, go and see what Nick's up to, because it'll make the world feel a little bit lighter than it did a few hours ago. So thank you, Nick, for brightening our days.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's all we've got for you today. I hope that you enjoyed that. What a riot Nick is. If you've got any commentary about that, head to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 445, and please leave us a comment there. It certainly beats sticking that comment on Twitter or X or Facebook or Instagram or wherever the heck you post comments about these kind of things. Stick it on our website instead, wpbuilds.com, episode number 445. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WP Builds. Okay, just before we fade in the cheesy music and say adieu, a reminder, we have our Black Friday page, wpbuilds.com/black. And if you're interested in keeping the lights on over at this podcast, wpbuilds.com/advertise. Okay, that really is it. Cheesy music should be fading in by now. If you can't hear it, wait a little bit longer. There you go. There it is. Hope that you have a good week. Stay safe. Bye-bye for now.